It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Young students in Pocahontas County have a unique teacher.
It was really a neighborhood effort to turn this property into something that would preserve the land and also serve the community.
How outdoor learning can spark a greater appreciation for nature and for the communities where we live. This story's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. Residents of Letcher County, Kentucky, gathered at a community park over the weekend to unveil what is believed to be the first memorial to coal miners killed by black lung disease. The Ohio Valley Resources' Sydney Bowles reports.
The event attracted roughly 100 residents to commemorate family members and friends lost to black lung disease. As a military trumpeter played taps, coal miners lifted the cover off the engraved headstone. On that stone were the names of some 200 local coal miners who had died of black lung. Marcy Tate runs a network of pulmonary rehab clinics for black lung patients, and she spoke at the event.
While the rest of the world turns a blind eye to our suffering here, we also fight. And I just want to tell you, the names that's on this monument today that we're honoring is just fuel for those of us that fought.
Federal regulators are scheduled to meet later this month to consider whether additional protections can prevent further instances of disease. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Today marks the first of a series of six public forums to be held on a statewide response to substance abuse in West Virginia. The first forum will be held this afternoon at the Beckley-Raleigh County Convention Center. The second will be held tomorrow at the West Virginia University Parkersburg campus. Next week, forums will be held on October 21st at the University of Charleston Student Union Ballroom and October 22nd at the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office Training Center in Martinsburg. Others include one on October 23rd in Wheeling University's Swent Hall and October 24th at the Robert H. Mahalan Research Center in Fairmont. All six forums will begin at 4:30 in the afternoon, with registration beginning at 4. Public comments can be submitted at the forums, which are being conducted by the State Office of Drug Control Policy and the Governor's Council on Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment. To learn more about the public forums on West Virginia's Substance Abuse Response Plan, visit our website at wvpublic.org. We can learn a lot from the natural world, things our ancestors knew that many of us have forgotten. A program in Pocahontas County wants to teach about those things and use nature as a classroom as well. Eric Douglas has the story.
You guys ready to put some kid feet on the trail?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Hope they're not there.
When you head to the U Mountain Center, spelled Y-E-W, in Pocahontas County, West Virginia, you know you have arrived when you see the large wooden sign that reads, "You Here." A winding road leads to the center that has seen life as a farm and as a bed and breakfast. Today, the main house and the wooded property that surrounds it is an outdoor education center that offers programs for children and adults. 3 years ago, a group from the community decided to open a place for all age groups to explore nature.
It was really a neighborhood effort to turn this property into something that would preserve the land and also serve the community.
That's Erica Marks. She's the director of the U Mountain Center in the hills of Pocahontas County, West Virginia. It is south and west of the county seat in Marlinton and just outside of Hillsboro. On this day, students from the kindergarten class at Marlinton Elementary ventured into the woods to see the story, The Gruffalo, by Julia Donaldson, come to life. In the story, a mouse fends for his life using his wits to survive. He has to outwit the snake and the fox and the owl. So the kids took owl and snake hikes and had a fox activity that included a game and craft making.
I really like to just kind of step back a little bit and let the children explore and show interest in what they've been able to find out, what they find for themselves in the woods and what they can do on their own.
Just because this was young children, though, it wasn't simplified. The students used microscopes to look at a snake skin, visited a pond to see frogs, and even watched an owl pellet be dissected to learn what the owl had eaten. Abigail was amazed with the microscope.
I saw a spider web. It looked like stringy, like string that you'd like tie stuff on.
Introducing the kids to science and the natural world brings it all together for them.
We're listening in the forest, we're smelling things, and by using microscopes, they're seeing this detail that they've never appreciated before. These kids are 4 and 5 years old, and they're learning to use this pretty high-tech equipment.
Parker used a microscope to look at a pine cone.
You're like big, big, big.
Mark says she prefers to offer programs like this early in the school year because it helps teachers understand how individual students learn.
The outdoors are great because teachers and students and the family members that are here, they're interacting with the children in a different way than they do in the school, and they can strengthen their relationships with the kids.
She explained that some students learn really well in a traditional classroom. Some students learn well with worksheets and on the computer. Others don't.
Picking snakes up.
That was Elena. She means picking up snake skin. That was the theme of one of the hikes and a character in the book.
I feel like this is a way for students who don't learn so well that way to come out in nature and show that they're really good at a different way of learning.
Mark says she hopes it will inspire those children to dive in a little deeper in a traditional classroom as well. They also had outdoor activities to keep the kids active and engaged. That was Cameron's favorite.
Like riding ziplines and playing on the playground stuff.
The U Mountain Center is a nonprofit and relies on community donations and volunteer labor. But they aren't there to offer programs for young children alone.
The programs we offer are really just born of this specific place in the Appalachian Mountains. So a lot of it is ecology-based. We have mushroom forays. We do a lot with forest herbs.
Mark said they encourage family groups to come to the U Mountain Center for a learning vacation on topics like forest craft, where they teach skills like primitive fire making and building huts.
Just the things that lie naturally on the land, how people have used this land and as a way to preserve it and to realize a livelihood that would be sustainable here.
Mark says the U Mountain Center, deep in Pocahontas County, is a place to gain a greater appreciation of nature that many of us have forgotten, and to learn a little bit about ourselves along the way. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas in Pocahontas County, West Virginia.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.